That is more romantic, more exciting. And what holds us? The force of gravitation, which is not only a thing of the Earth, but it is the thing that makes the Earth round in the first place, holds the sun together, and keeps us running around the sun in our perpetual attempt to stay away. This gravity holds its sway not only on the stars, but between the stars. It holds them in the great galaxies for miles and miles in all directions. This universe has been described by many, but it just goes on, with its edge as unknown as the bottom of the bottomless sea of the other idea. Just as mysterious, just as awe-inspiring, and just as incomplete as the poetic pictures that came before. But see that the imagination of nature is far, far greater than the imagination of man. No one who did not have some inkling of this through observations could ever have imagined such a marvel as nature is. Or the earth and time. Have you read anywhere, by any poet, anything about time that compares with real time, with the long, slow process of evolution? Nay, I went too quickly. First, there was the earth, without anything alive on it. For billions of years, this ball was spinning with its sunsets and its waves and the sea and the noises, and there was no thing alive to appreciate it. Can you conceive, can you appreciate or fit into your ideas what can be the meaning of a world without a living thing on it? We are so used to looking at the world from the point of view of living things that we cannot understand what it means not to be alive, and yet most of the time the world had nothing alive on it. And in most places in the universe today, there probably is nothing alive. Or life itself, the internal machinery of life, the chemistry of the parts, is something beautiful. And it turns out that all life is interconnected with all other life. There is a part of chlorophyll, an important chemical in the oxygen processes in plants, that has a kind of square pattern. It is a rather pretty ring called a benzene ring. And far removed from the plants are animals like ourselves. And in our oxygen-containing systems, in the blood, the hemoglobin, there are the same interesting and peculiar square rings. There is iron in the center of them instead of magnesium, so they are not green but red, but they are the same rings. The proteins of bacteria and the proteins of humans are the same. In fact, it has recently been found out that the protein-making machinery in the bacteria can be given orders for material from the red cells to produce red cell proteins. So close is life to life. The universality of the deep chemistry of living things is indeed a fantastic and beautiful thing. And all the time, we human beings have been too proud even to recognize our kinship with the animals. Or there are the atoms, beautiful, mile upon mile of one ball after another ball in some repeating pattern in a crystal. Things that look quiet and still, like a glass of water with a covered top that has been sitting for several days, are active all the time. The atoms are leaving the surface, bouncing around inside and coming back. What looks still to our crude eyes is a wild and dynamic dance. And again, it has been discovered that all the world is made of the same atoms, that the stars are of the same stuff as ourselves. It then becomes a question of where our stuff came from. Not just where did life come from, or where did the Earth come from, but where did the stuff of life and of the Earth come from? It looks as if it was belched from some exploding star, much as some of the stars are exploding now. So this piece of dirt waits 4.5 billion years and evolves and changes, and now a strange creature stands here with instruments and talks to the strange creatures in the audience. What a wonderful world!